027 Thursday night, Hashar HaShishi. We're starting Shar HaKniya. Kniya really can be translated as be submissive, but we're going to use the word humility. Now, normally we think of this midah in terms of ben adam l'chaveira. Say a person's a bal gaid, a person's a none of, you think about his relationship with other people. Chavavavus sees kniya primarily, as it says here on page Kuf Tzadik Dal, a kniya l'Hashem Yisrael. That the person has to have humility, and we'll explain. The whole shire explains what that means, klape Hashem. So you'll say, but what's the chayim sambov? It's like, where's he coming from? Bishlam on another person, he can feel superior to him. Right? But a normal person certainly wouldn't feel superior to Hashem. Again, chayim sambov starts off, and his perspective on kniya, which we'll call it humility, is b'kniya l'Hashem yisala. So you'll say, what's the, who's not going to have kniya to Hashem? Hashem's stronger than you. Hashem's smarter than you. Hashem can beat you up if he wants. Hashem can do what he wants. Like, why? He might feel superior to another person, but you wouldn't feel superior to Hashem. And the answer is that we're not talking about superiority. We're talking about arrogance. Arrogance can take many forms. Arrogance could mean, why does it say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about a bal gaiva, ein aniva hu, yicholim lodur. We can't coexist in this world, as it says in the Gemara, about a bal gaiva. So, what does Hashem care? If he's only a bal gaiva for other people, so why is that sentence true, that we can't coexist? The Teretz is an arrogant person, is arrogant klapi Hashem also. He's arrogant, and I'm going to learn in the Chagos on Vavos. It's a very big flaw in his Avodas Hashem. Whether it's because he feels it's coming to him, anything's coming to him, or he decided what Hashem should do, and what's right, and what's wrong, and what's good, and what's bad, and what's fair, and what's not fair, and what he deserves, and what he doesn't deserve. So an arrogant person is arrogant, certainly, klape Hashem also. And that's the main avoda of all the midos of a person. Of all the midos, you open an Orcha Tzadikim, and you see a list of midos. Chavis Halvavus doesn't have a chapter, a shar, about any of the midos. Halvavus is a philosophical sefer about avodas Hashem. Yichud HaMaisa, Shar HaBechina, Shar HaYichud, Bitachon, Shar Avot Salokim. But he devotes a shar to Shar HaKniya, humility, submissiveness, Legabe Hashem, because he sees it as, and we'll see now in his opening paragraph, it's a vital midah to have in someone's Avodas Hashem. And your Avodas Hashem will be flawed. And that's what we'll be learning about now in these first few lines. If you think of Paro, Nebuchadnezzar, you think of figures in Tanakh, in Chumash, that were arrogant klapei Hashem. They felt that they have independent thoughts, independent ideas. Da'an Sheik Dor HaFloga, there's an arrogance that you feel either you know better, or you deserve something, or you could outwit Hashem, or you can get your way. A person, a baby, a person is born very, very egocentric. A person very, has a sense of self, and thinks, so when you're a baby, you think everything is, circles around you. You only know about your own wants and desires, and everybody exists to serve you. As you get older, you don't really lose that, ever. You just realize that there's other people who hold that everything circles around them. So you have to reach some sort of accommodation with other people, or else there'll constantly be clashes, because everybody thinks the world, right? Everybody sees himself as the center of the universe. If you want to know an extreme example of that, I'll give you an example of an extreme example. I don't know if you remember, when you got married, so in the weeks or months leading up to a chasana, you see it very strongly that the chasana and kala, like everything and everybody exists for them. And the whole world is so vague around them. And everybody has to change their schedules and everything is so that they can get married. Rahman al-Islam, even in the opposite extreme, if you see a person sitting shiva, a person who suffered a loss, he's so caught up in his in himself that like he looks and like he doesn't see how the world, like, how can everybody be going to work? How come everybody's acting normal? Like, don't they know what just happened? Like, this tragedy just happened. And he just sees everything. He's the center of his universe. Now, Chavadus will be dissecting this midah, because there is an aspect where it's a good thing. What? Well, most people say Bishvili Nivra Olam and don't mean what Chazal meant it. And they mean it a little too literally. But I mean the idea that a person, nowadays they took it a very big extreme in my lifetime, this whole self-esteem of Avodah Zarah. There was recently, I'll give a parenthetical remark, there was recently an article in, I think it was New York Magazine. If you want, I'll email you a copy. How studies are showing now that this whole self-esteem business and this whole building up kids to self-esteem is all baloney, and the kids do worse in school. And if you just sit there and you build up the kid's self-esteem and you praise him and this, I know he does worse in school because he doesn't study. He figures, yeah, he can coast. He's a great kid. He's wonderful. And he doesn't study. And they just, so now, it's like everything else in the world. They go to one extreme, and then there's a counter reaction back. And then they play ping pong. So, in my lifetime, we went all the way to the self-esteem thing. But it is a good thing. There is something to be said for it. Certainly a person should feel the good b'shvili nivra olam. And if you learn nefesh achayim, right? So a person is like, wow, I control the whole universe. What I do makes a difference in the olam hasel yonim. And you feel a sense of responsibility. Because if you feel, what's the difference what I do? Person gets depressed. There's a big danger. Person gets depressed. He's very olul to go just do self-gratification. Like I said by Yosef, when I spoke Shabbos, Yosef felt abandoned. He felt, you have very low self-esteem. Like you'll do things because you think it doesn't make a difference. So there's certainly an aspect of the human ego, psyche, that it's important that you should feel important. That you should feel what you do matters. And Hashem cares about what you do. And not, I'll do whatever I want. Heck with it. You know? And that's how people are nichshal and chait because of such feelings. Because they feel, what's the difference what I do? I'm no good anyway. So the Chavis of Ovis will discuss this. This will be a major topic of discussion about how to balance kniya, which is necessary in Avodas Hashem, to Hashem and to other people. Remember the Rambam writes that anova is the only midah that you should be extreme about. Ma'od ma'od hevesh fal ruach. You don't take the middle road when it comes to anova and gaiva. You should do an extreme. But that's what we'll be learning about. Exactly what anova means and how you develop it and how you should have it and how you should sometimes feel a sense of importance. We'll see. That's what the Chavis HaLovis will be doing. This is the only midah that he devotes a whole shiur to. And he talks about it because he holds its necessary component in Avodas Hashem. Let's start the Psicha and we'll learn the first few lines. You'll see right away what I'm talking about. Amar HaMachaber. Lefi shekvar dibarnu le'el b'yichud ha'maisu l'shem levado. Because I just finished discussing how one's actions should be purely l'shem Hashem, he should purify his actions to do them l'shma, to do them because it's the will of Hashem, not for kavod, and not for pirsum, and not to get money, and not to get power, and not to get a shteller, and not to become famous, and not that people should like him. You have to work on purifying your motivations. So now, v'shezichichus adas, and that gaiva, that's how he translates it, gaiva, b'maisa hator, in a pure maisa, there's a big danger. Once you reach the madrega of purifying your actions, you could feel, wow, look what I've accomplished. And that ruins the action. He says, Yamaka hapogaz biyoser. It's the biggest michshol, and it has the worst totsos. The Bale Tohar Maisa. It's amazing what the Chavis HaLovis is talking about. He's talking about someone who has learned to do things lishma, but then he pats himself on the back because of it. And that mafsida ma'od es hamaase, that creates a tremendous pagam. So you might say, boy, like I wish I was holding there, but right, everything is lefi erech. So we'll learn to apply this to our own actions. But the Chavis HaLovis says that in the natural progression, if you go through Chavis HaLovis, the awareness that there's a Hashem, the awareness that the imperativeness of serving Hashem, bitochen in Hashem, yichud hamaisa, doing things l'shem Hashem, then you run into a major sakana, a major pitfall. And that is that by now you're ready to pat yourself on the back. You daven a long Shmona Esrei, and you're aware of it, and I'm okay. I know how to daven. I know how to learn. I know how to give tzedakah. I'm a masmid. So what's wrong? Like, where does the zechichus hadas come in? So he'll explain. I mean, jumping ahead, he'll explain the idea of what exactly is the flaw. What's the midah ra exactly? But right now, it's enough to say that he has a sense of self-importance. That a self-importance that he's the center of the universe. Like he deserves good things. He knows what should be. His avoda is the right way to do avoda. And that spoils all of his actions, like it spoiled. Lefikach, therefore, since it could spoil even a person, since it's a danger to a person who has reached already yichud hamaisa, ra'isi lahadgish as advarim, so I want to emphasize these things, b'asmichi lekach, by putting it next to mashasholol also min ha'adam, what ruins the good effects of yichud hamaisa, or what a person should acquire to make it last, to make it good, the yakniya. So the first reason I'm talking about kniya now is because lack of kniya can ruin even someone who is performing yichud hamaisa, even someone who does things for the right motivations, but then afterwards he feels he's done it all. He feels he's accomplished, he doesn't have to, it's not missing, he's flawless, he did good. So there's a problem there. That's number one. That's the first reason he's going to talk about it. V'gam l'fishin is baralonu shehi ikar ha'avdus. A person primarily is an Eved Hashem. Chavis Avodah says that the whole Avodah Hashem is based on that we owe Hashem everything. We owe our very lives. We owe our very existence. So, and that's all we can do for Hashem. That's the Hakaras HaTov. That's the Chavis Avodah. In Chavis Avodah's world, the only way we can express our Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by acknowledging that we're dependent on Him and that we're His Avodim. That's how we repay. That's our Hakaras HaTov to Hashem. That we say we acknowledge that we're totally dependent on You and we're your Avodim. An Eved that thinks that the Adon needs him, that what he does, that the Adon needs him, that the Adon is dependent on him for something, that the Adon needs him to do a particular thing, that the Adon is dependent on him, that's already a contradiction to Avdus. By developing Kniya, you will be a pure Eved Hashem, and you won't be developing Adnus towards Hashem. V'ha'hodah l'shem yisaleh, she'im yuchedas lo levado, l'lo shitav hanivram bo. You will give hodah to Hashem, that only Hashem has the objective milus and the Torah that he's about to say. You don't have anything. You don't have money. You don't have intelligence. We don't have anything because we developed it. We don't get a pat on the back for anything. Everything we have is a gift from Hashem. So how could we feel a sense of proprietorship, a sense of satisfaction, a sense of patting ourselves on the back? If nothing is ours, we don't have anything on our own. We can't do anything on our own. Only to you, Hashem, Hagadula, the Hagvura, the Teferes, the Anetzach, the Ahod, Kichol b'shemayim v'oretz, l'cho Hashem hamam l'cho, ha'mis na'asei l'cho l'rosh. So you say this pasuk every day in davening. And we're saying these words, we're saying only to you Hashem. That's how the Chavis Halvavus is being madgish, that's why he's being madgish in this pasuk. Only to you Hashem is deserving kedula, gvura, and so on and so forth. We won't explain every word. But the person himself only has what he's granted by Hashem. We don't even have an independent existence. We don't develop anything on our own. We can't do anything on our own. The Omar, and the Pesuk says, Ki miva shachak, even in the Olamos HaAlyonim, miva shachak yarach l'Hashem, who could compare to Hashem? Yidmel Hashem, bivnei elam. So if you really want to be an Eved Hashem, you will develop kniyah. You will develop the proper sense of humility towards Hashem. So the first two reasons he devotes so much time and space to Kniya is regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one is that this could spoil all the work you put into Yichud HaMaisa. If you then turn around and pat yourself on the back and have a feeling of superiority or entitlement, because look what I did. So that could spoil your doing things lishma. We'll see how in the coming prokim. Number two is because it's a flaw in your being an Eved Hashem, because the degree to which you feel, again, the sense of proprietorship, the sense of entitlement, the sense of superiority, the sense of complacency, satisfaction of complacency. Look what I did, look what I accomplished. Hashem needs me. I did this. So that's a flaw in your being an Eved Hashem. It's expressing Adnus psychologically. It's being an Adon as opposed to an Eved. It's, okay. And number three is, and this is what we're really much more used to, these first two ideas are maybe more esoteric or more subtle, more philosophical. The third one is what we're used to, that someone who's about Gaiva has a ton of other midos ros in ben adam l'chaveiro that comes along with it. He'll have kas, right? A bal gaiva will be a koes if things don't go his way, and he feels entitled that they should go his way. So he'll get angry. He'll be demanding of others. He'll be overbearing to others. He'll be stubborn. So many midos ros come in the wake of what he calls zechichos hadas or gaiva. So that's the third reason why it's so important to talk about it. The higam sholelos min ha'adam and developing kniya saves a person, takes away from a person, and again it gives a whole bunch of adjectives. We won't explain each one, mainly because I don't know what each one means. It's agaiva, v'hagavus, v'romemus, v'hagasus, v'hespirus, v'hesnasus, v'hestorurus, v'hesrabrubus, v'hesgabrus alacholach. Taking advantage of the weak. We take advantage of the weak. That's also gaiva. That's what a bal gaiva will do. A bal gaiva will feel, you know, he's superior to that person. Maybe that person is not as smart as he is. Maybe that person is not as sharp as he is. Maybe that person is not as handy as he is. Maybe that person is not as gishmak as he is. Not a gishmak a person. So, you take advantage of people. Maybe you take advantage of people who are not, you know, not on the ball as much. That all comes from gaiva. The hachimud. And a bal gaiva will be over lo sachmod. A bal gaiva will always want more because he feels more is coming to him. And why doesn't he have that car? And why doesn't he have that house? And why doesn't he have that position? Something that's really beyond his station. So these are the three reasons why he's going to spend so much time talking about it. One is because he has to protect Yichud HaMaisa. Number two is it's a flaw in being an Eved Hashem. It's introducing an Adnus. It's introducing that you're a master into your being an Eved. And thirdly, it's a fount for Midos Ros in Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. He's going to explain. It's a long shahr. It's not a short shahr. And he's going to say, "Lachen roi shavur ato." You know, the Chavav is very mathematical minded. He's an actuary. So he says, "There's 10 parts. There's 10 prokim coming up." Lachen roi shavur ato. I'm going to explain now what kniya is all about, what humility is all about. Asara enyana, 10 aspects. Ha'echad mahi hakniya. Number one, as I'll explain what we're talking about. He didn't define it yet. I'm using English words. But, you know, Chakrabov is very musudar. Step one is he's going to explain what it means, what the nida is. V'hasheni l'kama chalokim inachlekes. Then in the next parak, he's going to explain different aspects of kniya, each of which is a whole world in itself. V'hashlishi kama tia bameh tia hakniya, things that bring about this mida, what brings it about, what situations bring it about. Varavi bameh roi lishtamesh ba, when should you use this mida? Remember in Shara, I don't know if you remember, Shara Vodas Alokim, Chazal Vodas developed the idea that every mida that's out there is only a tool for the human being. No such thing. It should never be like that's what I am. A person always has to be controlling all of his midos. He developed that idea in Sharabot Tzolakim. So he's saying here also, when should I use this midah of kniya? Should I use it when I'm deciding what yeshiva I should go to? Should I use it when deciding how I should daven? How I should dress? How I should learn? Is that the proper time to use kniya? When should one use kniya? in Ruchnius, in Gashmius. Vachamishi, Heich Derech Sigula, meaning how you acquire Kniya. Vashishi, Betir Haminik Shitzarech Hanichna Linogbo. What outward, in Chalani Chitzayni you stick, but what outward, how should the Nichna be acting? What should he avoid? What wouldn't make sense if he acts a certain way? Vashvi, Mosai Titochin HaKniya LaNichna, Umosai Lo Titochin. In other words, how could you, when is it appropriate, when is it not appropriate? Now that would be the same as the Ravi. But Meti Tochin HaKniya, I think, means, how can you tell if a person's Nichna? Not you want to emulate someone. How can you, what are the telltale signs of a Nichna? Vashmini, Shinevorim, Akniya, Nisbachas, Lamidos, Hanalos, or Hamidos, Hanalos, Nisbachos, Law. Interesting question. He's going to devote a chapter, the eighth aspect of Kniya, is where does Kniya stand on your scale of development? Is it, do you first develop Midos Tovos, and then Kniya, like, latches on to someone with good midos? Or do you first work on Kniya, and then you expect that midos tovos will follow in the wake of Kniya? What's the derech of being kaina Kniya vis-a-vis other midos tovos? Interesting question. Is Kniya nisbach? Does it attach itself to someone who has midos tovos? Or do midos tovos attach themselves to someone who's a nichna? Vachi haim yitochin sheyiskapsu b'lei v'odom zechichus hadas v'akniya imlo. Can a person be schizophrenic legabe kniya? Can a person really have both things in him? Where on the one hand, he doesn't feel a sense of entitlement of kumtana yashikoyach, or a sense of superiority, certainly not. On the other hand, he has a certain stolz, where he feels he's accomplishing, he's doing. How do you balance those two things at the same time? That's what the ninth thing is going to be about. V'hasiri, Beir Toelos HaKniya, Binyani Olam HaZeh V'Olam HaBa. How Kniya leads to good things, both in Olam HaZeh and in Olam HaBa. Perek Rishon. See, okay, we won't start Perek Rishon today. We'll start next week. We'll learn next week. Right after a tainus, you'll be maybe a little more nichna, even though you'll come to the chabura. Where is he? Is he here? No. Mr. Chabura is not here. But you come to the chabura, you'll lose all the effects of the tainus. That's what I did. But anyway, so, we've all come across the Rashi, Yodea Ribono Umiskaven Limroto. So you see, such a thing is possible. People have an awareness. I mean, Chavis Alvavis is coming from there now. Because he's talking about a person that developed Shara Bechina, and Shara Yichud, and Shara Bitachon, and Shara Bothas Halokim. So we're talking about someone who's Yodea Ribono. But yet, he has this sense of, what we'll be learning about, his sense of entitlement, of that Hashem needs him. Hashem, he's the center of the universe, and he's doing things for Hashem. And therefore he could even rebel against Hashem. Yodea Ribono Miskavin Limrod Bo. What an Amalek. We'll be reading next week about Amalek. Like, Yodea, the truth is, I don't know, you have to give the matter a lot of thought. Yodea Ribono Miskaving Limrod Bo. Like, what are you, nuts? Like, how can you? Yodea Ribono means, yeah. So what? Terence is the human, it's like, it's Taka Machla, it's a Yetzahar and a Machla. The idea that you're totally dependent on someone else, you really have no sense of self. You're just a pawn. You're just a pawn in Hashem's plans, a pawn in Hashem's hands. You can't breathe on your own. You can't exist on your own. You can't do anything on your own. The person rebels against that. He can't feel that way. And therefore, that can come the day merida in Hashem also. He can develop that so to an extent that he's Yodei Ribono, but he just has to break out of that prison. This is the opposite of Kneah. This is the bad Mida. He just has to break out of that prison. He can't just have that sense. A Jew has to develop, every person, but especially a Jew, has to develop a sense. And it's very, very hard. It goes against the human psyche. He's nothing. He's just a pawn. He's dependent on the will of Hashem. He can't really do anything on his own. Everything is a matana. Everything's a gift. It's very hard for a person to really feel that way. And therefore, you can have things like Yodei Ribono Muskavei Limrodbo. You want to break out of that. You have to break out. You can't stand it. You can't stand that thought that you're dependent on an outside force. Because you have a sense of self. You feel your existence, right, you exist. You're here. I decide to do something. So that's why you can have that phenomenon. Okay. Thank you.